The platform series on Radio Kerry, funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee.
Now, in our platform series this week, I am delighted to welcome two ladies who've joined me in studio to talk to us about the inaugural John Moriarty Festival in Moyvan. I have Amanda Carmody, who is John's niece and is also involved in a book about John. And we have Aisling Flaherty, who is a committee member for the festival and who does all their work on PR and their website and all of that. And you're so welcome. Great to meet you both.
Thanks, Vivian Deirdre.
And thanks for popping in. Now, I know who John Moriarty was, obviously, because of my age and because I remember him well. But for those who don't, Amanda, tell us a little bit about your famous uncle.
John Moriarty was a larger-than-life figure that would be well-known to people maybe of a certain generation, but maybe less known to the younger generation. He was a philosopher, a writer, a broadcaster. He was ahead of his time in many respects because he spoke about the environment and connection with the earth, and he spoke about the disconnectedness and how it's affecting humanity long before it was popular to do so. So John published 11 books. He has collections of audio storytelling, and he gave talks throughout the country. He presented a programme on RTE called The Blackbird and the Bell. So he became very well known, but he died about 15 years ago. But we still have a huge body of work, a collection of poetry, stories, and the audio collection, which is wonderful to have.
And he was a native of?
He was native of Moyvan. He was born in 1938 in a place called Leitrim Hill. And many of his stories emerge from Moyvan, from that place in Leitrim Hill. Many of the people who influenced him most in his growing years are from Moyvan. So that's what we're doing. We're bringing John Moriarty Festival back to Moyvan, back to the place where he set out and where his life began.
And did he actually live elsewhere in Kerry in later years?
Yeah, John lived in Killarney. He had connections with Dingle. He lived in Killarney in the last years of his life, and he wrote books in Killarney, and he had he did many interviews for Radio Kerry. He did some with Weeshie Fogarty, and in the Radio Kerry podcast collection there's wonderful podcast of John speaking about his parents when they were ageing and about life on Leitrim Hill. Yeah. That's well worth accessing for anybody who's interested in knowing more about John Moriarty.
And how do you remember him, Amanda, as an uncle?
He was fabulous. Like, I go back, I've known John my whole life in a certain way because I was also born into Leitrim Hill in Moyvan. And so I would be connected with the place, with the people, and I would have got the tail end of a certain lifestyle that John wrote about and spoke about. I knew John then in my adult life when he moved to Killarney. We used to visit him. We used to take him to appointments. He never drove, so he never had a car. So he was always looking for a drive if he wanted to go anywhere, and it was a great pleasure to have John in the car. The stories, the chat, it was never boring. He was wonderful. He was a wonderfully nourishing person to visit and speak with. I would go back and I would chat with John, and that was long before I ever started reading his books. But what I was to discover is after John died, there's huge nourishment and there's huge wisdom to be got from books. Somebody said once, I think it was Brendan O'Donoghue, that John poured himself into his books and his audios. He did, and I think that's the benefit to other people, is that there's nourishment, there's wisdom, there is terrific insights in his writing, and now we're very fortunate to have such a huge body of work to celebrate in 2024.
Absolutely, you should be so proud of him. And Aisling, tell me, how did you get involved in the festival, or how did the festival all come about?
I guess I would say I'm probably at the very entry point to learning about John. And I know Amanda from my van, and my parents are involved in the festival. And funnily enough, Mary McGillicuddy, who has worked with Amanda to prepare this new book that they're going to release at the festival, was my English teacher in secondary school in Tarbert. So it feels like a little bit of a full circle moment. I think I'm just interested, because he's from where I'm from.
He's one of your own.
I knew very little about him, to be really honest. And I think that's what many people my generation and maybe a little bit older would say, right, they don't know necessarily about him yet. But I've started to explore his works and a lot of it also resonates with me, right? And I think, you know, I work for a technology company, a very fast pace of living. And what I'm kind of thinking about with his work is, gosh, how do you slow down a little bit more? And how do you enjoy the world that we live in? What are we racing towards? Which is
he
quite...
He was very unmaterialistic, wasn't
for
he?
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
very simple life.
John lived a very simple life. He was very... He challenged our conventional view of progress, I suppose. He challenged how we view the earth, how we treat the earth, how we treat each other, how we treat animals. He challenged all of that. So I suppose he's asking us to look at the way we live and consider maybe an alternative way. So John, like in terms of the festival then, how it came about is quite by accident. In one way, by design, in another way. So last year in my van, it happened that Martin Shaw was coming to Ireland. So we happened to ask Martin Shaw, because he's written a book called A Hut at the Edge of the Village, about John Moriarty. We asked Martin if by any chance he'd come to my van and give a talk about John. So then the dates coincided with the My Van Development Association Village Festival. So we thought, God, you can't compete with them, you know, that would be wrong. So we approached them and they were delighted. They gave the Friday night to John Moriarty and it was a huge success. So Martin Shaw, the storyteller, Mary McGillicuddy, myself, Gabriel Fitzmaurice, we put on a bit of a couple of hours speaking about John and people were fascinated. There was great feedback from that. At the end of that, Mary McGillicuddy called on the people of My Van to do something about the fact that John Moriarty wasn't well known in North Kerry or the local area. So she put out a call, which no one initially responded to. But after Christmas, Breda, Flaherty and William said, we'd like to talk to you and Mary about what can be done about bringing John Moriarty back to My Van. So they met at my house one night. Originally, it was to launch a book that Mary and I have been writing. We've been collecting the stories that relate to Leitrim Hill in My Van, the simple stories that are accessible to anybody. We've been gathering those. We've been putting them together with photos and art, and we've been working away on that. And we thought we'd launch that this year in My Van, and that's all we really thought we were doing. What happened then was we made a phone call. We thought, wouldn't it be great if Tommy Tiernan were to launch the book? So we put out the request, and the response we got was, oh my God, I'd love to be involved. We should organise something more.
Tommy Tiernan is a bit of a John Moriarty type himself, isn't he?
He is.
Different and a bit out there and loves talking about the existential things and, you know.
Yes, Tommy Tiernan, met John Moriarty on one of his first RTE series. He did a walkabout in Ireland when he was a young man. He met John Moriarty. He had a profound effect on him, and he says John Moriarty has been walking with him ever since he met him. So he is very much influenced, and he is like John Moriarty in, I suppose, many, many respects.
So he's coming.
He's coming. And what's more is anybody we've asked, were they interested in coming? So we put out the word to anybody who was influenced by John Moriarty, and they've all said yes.
That's
so
incredible.
We have Moncon McGann coming, we have Martin Shaw returning, we have Tommy Tiernan, we have Liam O'Mainley, we have
Flowers, yeah,
an incredible cast of people coming to My Van, very keen to celebrate John Moriarty in his home place.
And to come back to you, Aisling, you're kind of bringing the youth and the modern sort of social media side to get the word out there. And what kind of stuff have you been working on?
Yeah, a little bit, right? Like following on from the lead from, I think, Amanda and Mary, who know John really well. We're, I would say, standing up some social media platforms on Instagram. The Facebook community is thriving, and Amanda has owned that with a subgroup for a long time. But I think for me, it's just, I think it's simplifying some of his key messages, to be really honest, to get a younger generation or people just at an earlier stage of the journey with John in and making some connections. And one of the kind of standout moments for me as well as Tommy was when Hosier came out and said that one of his more recent songs was hugely influenced by some of John's writing. And wow. It kind of just stops you in your tracks, right? Yeah. That somebody from where you came from had such an influence. In terms of the festival, the website's up and running. Ticket sales are doing
What's
really well.
What's the website called?
JohnMoriarty.ie is okay. the main place to go. And from there, you can download the full brochure and check out the tickets. There's three, I would say, ticket types. The first one is free. It's an open invitation to the entire community to come to my van on the Friday night. And we're delighted to host that opening event in the church in my van. So a really big venue, which we hope to pack, I think, on that
when
night.
When is it? We haven't actually said the date yet.
June the 21st to the 23rd. So the launch night is on the 21st of June, which is the Friday night. We're launching the new website, we're launching the festival, and we're launching the new book, which yeah. Mary McGillicuddy and myself have.
So there's here. Loads, and it goes on over a few nights, is it, or a few days?
Starting on the Friday night, there will be a full day of events on the Saturday, including a visit to John's home place, which is normally not ever open to the public. So we're very fortunate to get that for a few hours on Saturday morning. Dreamtime, John's first publication, was published 30 years ago this year. So we're celebrating Dreamtime with a Dreamtime symposium in the village hall in the middle of the day. And then in the evening time, we're having a concert type show called The Blackbird and the Bell. So people will be chatting with Tommy Tiernan about how John Moriarty has influenced them, or how they have been impacted by him in their...
And it must be a huge challenge, though, for a relatively small place like my van to bring everyone together, to get everyone involved and get them enthusiastic. It must have been a challenge, but how did people row in?
To be honest, I would actually say... It was incredible, right? Like we started to sell tickets, and people are traveling from all over the world. Like people traveling from Canada, New Zealand, the US. So they're the real, I would say, in my words, like super fans, the people mm-hmm. who really understand his writings and his works. And there's a very strong contingent of them coming for the entire weekend, exploring North Kerry and all that it has to offer, as well as the festival.
So there's a tourism spin off.
There's
as well.
Definitely a tourism yeah. spin. But then I think our top of mind for us was that local connection, and that's why Friday is actually open to everyone to come and explore and enjoy, and Tommy Tiernan is part of that Friday night event as well. And then on top of it, we're offering a virtual live stream potentially of that Saturday evening event, so hoping to stream it out or share it with people as broad as we can, right? So
excellent.
Lots of ways lots to get involved, happening. I think.
So I've got to wrap up, unfortunately, because we're nearly out of time. But JohnMoriarty.ie is the website.
Exactly.
And you're also on...
We're on Instagram, Facebook. And you can reach out to us like that.
And you can reach out. And it's happening in June, and we'll probably be hearing more about it coming closer to
hopefully.
The time.
Absolutely. Yep, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully we'll be back to tell you more.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating event and really interesting. And we should be honouring our own, because what an incredible man he was. Lovely to meet you both. Keep up the
Thank
good
you so
work.
Much.
And we look forward to the festival. Thank
That's
you so much, Amanda Carmody and Aisling Flaherty from the John Moriarty Festival in My Van. We'll take a break.